Blog Talk Radio.
No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know that the pace is never stalling. Even if the sky is falling, I'll never be afraid as long as I keep my faith. Even if I am still crawling, won't be mad cause some are falling. But man, without the trust, without the loyalty, when you watch your dogs just starving, don't be mad when they start barking. This is a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other pastures, I think it's time of my own master.
No matter where I go,
I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green.
No matter what you say,
you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. Long ago I told my homie, some people are so damn funny. Sure as the wind blows, they'll try to take your soul. On and on, man, they just keep coming. Till I'm dead, man, I'm never running. Here I just don't know if it's your time, you gotta go.
But what about the trust? What about the loyalty?
When they have no respect for you, just fuck them up or call your lawyer. Give a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other pastors, I think it's time of my own master.
No matter where I go,
I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. I really love is stuck in me, and that may
It's the summertime with Rocky Padilla and Big Tim. Come along for the ride. Oh yeah.
Hey yo, I woke up in the morning and I made a couple calls. Called all my homegirls to see what's going on, and to let them know that we gon' have a party about 9 o'clock. So don't be tardy. I still bring all them freaks and them hood rats, 'cause you know it ain't a party without them hood rats. Gangs to the back and they swinging on the floaties. They keep yelling out, DJ play them oldies. Ladies in the front sitting by the pool. It's another Cali day. Ain't nobody acting fool. Homies on the grill and he's doing his thing. That West Coast music, so let it bang. Ain't no red or blue trippin', we all about the green. Money and kush, man, you know what I mean. 85 degrees on a day like this, and that's how we does on a day like this.
There's a party going on, it's just me and all my homies hanging out. Getting ready for the highness to roll up, so we can party down. The summertime.
Now the sun's going down and we Michelle gon' party. They got Patronin, I got Bacardi. Ladies on my lap, I'ma spit that game, but I ain't going too far. I got a wife and things, I'm on my big home base to light up the buzz. I was on with my baby, everybody was buzzed. Bikinis all around with some big old bust. About 8 or 9 shorties in a hot tub. I seen a couple of them kissing like, that's what's up. To the homies, hugs to the freaks. And if you hit my phone, then let it be brief. Ain't no high like California treason. Ain't no days better than these. And ain't nothing wrong in the big old C. Party roll, baby, you know who it be. It's the T to the fifth letter, M to the B.
There's a party going on. It's just me and all my homies hanging out. We got behind us kicking back. It's a party and you know it's going down. It's the summertime, baby.
Everybody getting ready to hop in the ride. I see them low-lows dipping in side to side. A little three-wheel motion, three-wheel motion. It's the West Coast and baby, we coasting anywhere that you want in the big CA.
Come on,
try OC or maybe LA. Or Whittier Boulevard, I heard it gets cracking. That's what the homies told me, so what's that? Everywhere like a parking lot. And ain't nobody going home to the party stop. We started at the pool and the barbecue. Now we low ride. Yeah, that's how we do. Oldies on blast with a little bit of funk. You can hear the bass coming out the trunk. W's up, that's the West Coast, baby. Middle finger up for the haters that hate.
There's a party going on. It's just me and all my homies hanging out. Cruising the boulevard, it's where we end up. It's a West Coast thing and baby, it's going down. It's the summertime, baby.
Summertime. Yeah, summertime. California, baby. Rocked by the Big Temps.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody, on a Monday night.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. You guys want to say hello to everybody?
I'd like to say hi to everybody out there in Radio Land. What's up?
What's up? You're here live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? What's going on, people out there in
our
Internet folks. Land?
Yeah. And you know this. Let's tell everybody what we got going on tonight, you guys.
Well, what we have tonight is we have the Melody Monster on. We have Julio Mena. He's going to be on our show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
He got that smooth Spanish sound, right? He's a freestyle, ain't he?
Yes.
Freestyle artist?
He actually does a whole lot of everything.
He does a little bit of everything, right?
Okay.
Right now, as we speak, so... Anybody that's listening in, you guys go ahead and get at us in the chat room. I'm sure Mr. Mena will be joining us also in the chat room. So, say hello or ask him any questions. I'm sure he's more than willing to. So, chat room is open. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and let's kick this chat room from it. This is Mr. Tripolar right here, TC Productions. Live to tell me the day.
Water, we are getting hit at that, let it play. I pick a mine and then I'm on my way, don't let it stray. It ain't nothing you can run from. Twist and blades, twist and days until my tongue's numb. Have no regrets in life, that's why they hate me. I smoke my stress in my pipe until it's empty. Don't even try, you can't rise on this arm rim. I see them die when they ride, choosing high ground. My strategy is handle beats the way the land should. If they could sound like me, then they would learn good. All through the hood, you hear my sound on the low pro. I wish they would grab the wood and let the smoke go. There's no escaping, I've been waiting with the ransom. No delay with my pay, I throw a tantrum. Don't need a hang and I've been handling it high. Move around through my ceiling till I'm standing at the top. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. No matter what you think you have, you can't run from it. Put down the gap, we'll make them battle, watch them come for it. I'm running hard from the stuff that never take my heart. We the scars make me part, no more face the dark. You can't run from it, so don't cry. I'm caught up in the fun of it, that's no lie, been astray. I'm seeking for a new star. The rest of me is just a reason to take a few parts. I fall in debt and die, and it's like a drive-by. Why am my soul at rest? They wanna try. I'm never down, set you up and take the crown. I'm repping with my weapons, so you bet not make a sound. I'm moving through the hoops to reach the truth. I got my troops, find my boots and let them lose. The flame is on, bang the song and let it ride. You can feel how you feel, but it's always felt inside. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. You couldn't run from it, even if you tried. Become but up a dumb, caught me creeping in the night. Leave the lights on, in case they wanna try something. Die button, blast back, I feel inside nothing. Another casualty of war, take a vanguard. I need a way to give me more so I can stay young. If you think you get away, then go and try, dog. Release the beast, break the beast and feel it fire up. I don't regret anything that's done. I see you hold your breath, cause you've been blessed with none. Damn, I swear, they ruin every plan I share. But I'm still running, leave you stunning, something on the snare. I need a beast, sit and cheese, spill with my tribe. Progressing from the reef, although I'm bleeding inside. I need to try, so now they're pumping my stomach. Before I bleed and die, but I ain't never running from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Shouldn't run from me.
Remember the fears we had in our hearts, the fear that came. wholly owned production.
Don't wanna hear, don't get no way from us. Just wanna hear, ooh, let her come back.
Yeah. in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me something.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Now.
Just get on down.
shit as if I was a mayor. But I ain't no politician, no competition, sending all opposition to see a mortician. I'm up front, never in the backdrop. Step on stage, you get faded just like a flat top. Your rhyme sounds like you bought him at Stop and Go. Dre came to wax you, so just call me Mop and Glow. Many fly too, but just can't rock with. I'm 6'1", 225, a pure chocolate. Your chances of jacking me a Slim G, cause I rock from summer to Santa comes down the chimney. Ho, 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 and so, as I continue to flow, cause yo, I'm just a fly Negro, so check the flavor that I'm bringing. The motherfucking D.R.E. I keep they motherfucking heads ringing. We'll be right back.
Maria. Welcome back to Worship Power Radio, everybody. This is Mary, Carlos, and Eric Bush.
What's
we
happening?
Also have Mr. Julio Mena with us tonight. Can you hear us okay, Julio?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, Julio?
Chilling
what's
out,
up, Julio?
Boy. Hey, man. What up, guy? What's going on with you guys? How's everything going over there?
Everything's going okay. How you doing out there, boy?
Everything is good, man. You know, just enjoying my quiet night. Today's Monday, so typically I take my day to just, you know, start of the week, starting everything before, you know, everything. You know, my process on Mondays, I really just get my mental clarity, you know what I'm saying? So I really just chill home, relax, you know, spend with my family and stuff, you know?
I feel you. That's what makes the Melody Monster. Am I correct? That's what makes the Melody Monster, doing this thing.
Yeah, you know. Just continuing the work, you know, just always exploring new directions, new paths, new genres of music, you know. That's what I do.
Right.
We actually feel very honored to have you on our show tonight, Mr. Mena.
Thank you.
I've been a personal fan of your music for quite some time now, and, you know, we do play a lot of your music, your older stuff, and a little bit of your new stuff here at Versatile Radio. You do have a brand new project that you have not quite released yet, right?
Yeah, I haven't released yet. It's going to be one part of a series that I'm going to be releasing. It's going to be because I typically do multi-genre music. So the first installment is going to be the freestyle installment, which is translate club music, clubhouse, Latin freestyle, you know, urban dance, whatever you want to call it nowadays, you know. That's going to be the first installment, and then the next one's going to be more urban, R&B, hip-hop based, you know, and so on and so forth.
There you go. Julio, you got any videos out there that we could maybe take a look at? Anything that you could tell the people out there what to look for you at?
Yes, for the snippets of my up-and-coming project, which is called The Melody Monster, the freestyle album, you could look me up on Reverb Nation, Reverb Nation/Julio Mena or JMena86O. I'm sorry about that. And as far as like videos, you could go always YouTube me and search my name, Julio, J-U-L-I-O, Mena, M-E-N-A, for those that don't know who I am. And, you know, look there and, you know, enjoy the music.
There you go. We have any...
Before we actually kick the set off with, you know, your new stuff that you are bringing us tonight, I want to kind of touch down a little bit about what you've done in the past, who you've worked with, and what your goals are.
A lot of people, you know, as of lately, they've considered me still a new artist. By any means am I new. I've been, you know, in, you know, the genre of freestyle 15 plus years. And, you know, I've worked with Stevie B. I've worked with, Chaka Khan. I've worked with, It's a lot of artists that I've you know, worked along the way with, you know, mainly with the freestyle artists and stuff as well. But, you know, I'm continuing to expand and look for brand new artists, new and established, you know, that I can, you know, collaborate with. And as for my direction and where I'm headed right now, wherever the music is taking me, wherever the fans want me to go, this is what I do, because I do it for them. You know, this is, you know, I love doing it, and this is at the end of the day, you know, my release and my therapy. But at the same time, I do it for the fans, because, you know, I feel that, you know, they have what I do can relate to them as people and as, you know, as fans and every day, you know, what they go through.
Right. Hey, Julio, and what I want to say is I want to apologize for the technical difficulty and for you hanging tight with us. We do appreciate that, so I do apologize.
Oh, no problem, brother.
Okay, and we do like...
You know, one of my favorites
that.
By you, Mr. Mena, is, you know, and I mentioned it to you once before with your song titled... Well, I always get the title wrong, actually, but When I'm Gone, that's what I call it.
Yeah, that's One Last Wish is called. That song right there is it's a true message. That was made for a very close friend of mine. Her husband unfortunately passed away last year of he had lymphoma, a certain type of cancer. For those that don't know what lymphoma is, and you know, throughout the whole time she would always call me and she would just let me know, like, man, you know, everything, like, it would be, he'll be good 1 minute, and then the next minute, like, it would get worse and progressively worse. So, wow. You know, one day I was doing music, and I just, like, stopped myself, and I was like, man, wouldn't this be, like, a great final message? You know, what would I say if I was in his situation, in his predicament, you know what I mean? So what I did was I just put myself in that box and just sang the song, and that's what I came up with.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, we do definitely play that a whole lot here. We're going to start tonight off, though, for you with a song titled You Are. Do you want to talk about that a little bit first?
That is that song right there. That was done a little while ago with a great friend of mine. This guy's like a brother to me. He's one of my vocal peers. His name is George Anthony. He wrote a lot of the stuff in the Mi'kmaq days. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mi'kmaq Records back in the early '90s. Mickey Garcia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his name is George Anthony. He did like backgrounds for Little Susie. Everybody that was on at that time, he was working with them, and he was doing stuff with them. And he was actually a young kid. Like, you know, he was in his teens and early twenties and stuff. So, you know, finally, you know, I've known him for years. He's been a close friend of mine. You know, like family to me over the years. And you know, we finally was like, hey, you know what? Let's just get this done. And, you know, we did a song together, and that's what we came up with. So shout out to George Anthony, my brother. I love you. You already know.
Yes, for sure. George Anthony and Julio Mena, this is You Are.
Melody Monster.
She wasn't for you from the start, and I will tell her to, and hear you.
That was straight up funky right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a jam. I like that.
Right there. Wow.
Thanks. See, I mean,
wow. Hey, so Julio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, man, how old were you, man, when you first discovered music?
Oh, man, when I first started singing, I think my first memory was I was about 7 years old. I grabbed my dad had a I don't know if you guys remember the radios where it was half of everything, like it would go forward but wouldn't rewind. It only had one speaker, only the left one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so that's that mono.
So I remember you know, this was like back when they all the Michael Jackson stuff, We Are the World, Ebony and Ivory, Paul McCartney, and all the Tina Turner, all of them, when they were all hot and doing their thing, you know, I would sing along with them. And as time went on, I just, you know, just kept, you know, I just loved singing. That's what I love doing. And, you know, when I was about like 13 years old, I was like, this is, well, before that, you know, this is what I wanted to do. This is what I wanted to be. But then when I was 13, I decided like, let me start developing, really practicing this.
Sure. Now, you also come from a musical family, correct, Leo?
Actually, my brother sings. My father sang when he was younger. He didn't take it seriously, unfortunately, but my father's voice was crazy. And, you know, my other brothers and sisters, they sing as well, but it's just only me and as up until recently my other brother. But my brother, he hasn't been recording as of late, so.
Name some of the artists that you like to listen to. Who inspired you?
It's such a wide variety. I mean, you got guys like, you know, on the Latin side, like Fernando Villalona, you have Wilfrido Valga, there's Bonnie Cepeda, Celia Cruz, Gloria Estefan, Mili Jocelyn y Lo Vecino, 440, all the way up to like Stevie Wonder, Brad McKnight, Chaka Khan,
Michael Jackson,
of course. You know, then the newer guys like Eric Benet, Boyz II Men, Jodeci. See, I grew up listening to all that music, so you know, I used to emulate all those people, all of them, like all guys and girls. I used to emulate all of them, like all their style and stuff, and I just, you know, slowly but surely started, you know, fusing them all together and making them my own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I understand, man, that you produce, you write, and you sing, man.
Yeah, man, I'm
you find the hardest, man?
The hardest, to be honest with you, is the mixing down and the mastering, only because, you know, you really have to have a certain, you know, degree of you know, attentiveness to the detail of frequency and you know, man. you gotta know what you're listening to.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
you got that ear for it, man.
Something I've been wanting to ask you, and I was like, don't, you know, I'm trying to remind myself, don't forget to ask him. DVD. I see, you know, you have done, you know, some work with him. Was he at all an inspiration to you or a mentor?
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy because all this is by far. I have to say this, freestyle by far is my favorite music of all time, aside from hip-hop. And what I mean by hip-hop, I mean the 90s hip-hop. You know, excuse my language, that real is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not this watered-down stuff that they got going on today. But the freestyle stuff, see, like, when that came to fruition for me, like me listening to it, I was, like, 8 years old, so I was listening to guys like Stevie B, the Cover Girls, you know, Sweet Sensation, Expose, Noel, George Lamont, Coral, all of those guys. And it's crazy because today they're all friends of mine. you know, so it's kind of like I was having a conversation with one of my friends today, and you know, I told him, you know, because you know we were talking about, you know, what goals did I set out, or what, you know, we were just talking about that, and you know, I said, you know, everybody has their goals to be, you know, to do their music and to, you know, do whatever genre of music. Since I was a kid, since I was younger, this is what I wanted to be. I wanted to do what these people are doing, or what they were doing in the 80s. That's where I wanted to be. I didn't look at like Michael Jackson or Tina Turner as they were like, I know that they're mega stars. I know that, you know, logically, okay, you see that. But for me, these guys were the ones that were inspiring me in my life and in my development, in my music. So I always strive to be that, you know. Now today you look at the situation and, you know, okay, this is something that was from back in the day. Are they still playing it? Of course. Are they still performing? Uh-huh. Of course. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, because people built so many different stereotypes around different genres of music, unfortunately, this one has a bad stigma. And the stigma is, yeah, well, freestyle is dead, and there's no money in freestyle, and there's no this and that. Let me tell you something. There's no money in freestyle because people are brainwashing other people to not listen to it.
Check this out.
You know
I'm over here on the West Coast, and I'm not being brainwashed about nobody freestyle because I love it. I'm going to keep bumping it. Versatile radio, new, old, whatever it might be. You know, it's a shame what's going on out there behind this genre of music. And the Versatile Radio is here. You know what I mean? And definitely we're always going to represent freestyle music and everything else that you guys have to offer. Because I Love You, that song.
That was a fun song.
This is a remake, correct?
Yeah, that's the remake. This was around the time that I did the One Last Wish. I had Stevie B come in and he did a remix verse for that song. And, you know, I spoke to him about that. I said, you know, I wanted to ask to see if you mind if I did my rendition of one of your songs. And Stevie B, let me tell you something. That dude, he's an amazing guy. He is he's a very spiritually enlightened person. He's a great person. And I don't have anything bad to say about the guy. Like, that guy is, you know, he's very good. He's been good to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he gave me the go-ahead. He gave me the green light. And I did the song. I showed it to him. And you know, he was wowed by it. And, like, it was a fun song. It was a fun song for me. Definitely
awesome.
Was.
Awesome.
All right,
great.
Now, did you do anything extra as far as the, you know, we already know you did on the melody, but as far as the music, background music or anything like that?
Yeah, I replayed everything. That's all me on that version. That was me. I played it. I produced it. I did everything.
Wow.
And you know, just to let the audience know, our listeners know, you are also a musician, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a trained musician. I do it well enough to be able to convey the ideas that are in my mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not classically trained. If you put me up against somebody that's classically trained, they'll kick my ass. But I mean, I know, with these things right here, you have to know what it is that you are looking or listening to do. You should know this, Marty. You know, you produce yourself, so.
Right.
I got your letter from the postman just the other day. So I decided to write you this song, just to reassure you exactly the way I feel, to let you know my love's for real. Because I love you,
need you. That was you worked with somebody on that song, right?
Yes. The guy that produces that track was his name is Rafi Ling. He plays the bass for Ricky Martin. The guy's from Puerto Rico. Very talented guy.
Wow.
But I also, I also recorded and mixed it down at my studio.
Right. Right.
So you did all the mixing down on that.
What was that?
I didn't hear you quite well. You did all the mixdown on that?
Yeah, I did. I did the mixing on that, and I recorded it at my own studio. I think for independent artists, I think it's important for them to have their own setup and stuff. I think that's the biggest investment they can make of themselves. You know, I mean, you could spend money on, doing CDs and you know, buying studio time and whatever have
right.
you, but
studio
you know, unless you really.
Man.
Yeah, you know, it's really expensive. I mean, at the end of the day, especially, you know, you're paying for something that you don't know what you're getting in return. You know, you don't know if, you know, unless that person is really, like, certified, you know. Unless that
right.
person is certified that they have, like, some kind of track record and you know exactly what it is that they're pushing
right.
out or what they've done. There's really no telling, so you kind of, like, spending money blind, you know.
Right, right, exactly.
Right. Very important.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about Ghetto Love.
Yeah. Ghetto Love, wow. That's it's a song that's coming up on my next installment. Which that one is entitled A Little Bit of Everything. That one is more an urban R&B style song. What I did was I took the harpsichord chord progression of Mobb Deep Shook Ones. I played it out and I made my own beat to that as well, and I created Ghetto Love to that, and that has my wife Crystal Mena, aka Skittles Mena, on that track as well. So
that's right.
Yeah. Mr. Julio Mena, it was such an honor to have you on the show. What I'm gonna do, if you don't mind, is I'm gonna make this a part two on tomorrow's show with Carlos Trejo's Real Talk. Is that okay with you? Since, you know,
hey,
I do want to go.
Definitely.
We also have one of my other co-hosts on the line with us, and he wants to say hello to you. This is Eddie Carlos. Eddie, can you hear us?
Yeah. How you doing, Julio?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
What's going on, brother? This is Eddie, and we got Sandra right here with us. I just want to encourage you to keep it up, man. Things are sounding good, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, and today was a good show. Let's keep it up.
Absolutely, brother. I'm definitely looking forward, man. And I'm looking forward to, continuing this beautiful, relationship and great rapport with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
We need
your support, and let's get this ship, let's keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
We need to get you out here.
Oh, yeah. We're working on that.
I love the ocean.
Julio.
Yes.
We'll be making some announcements by the beginning of next week. But we'll definitely want to thank all the listeners for listening in. And once again, Mr. Julio Mena, it's such an honor. The Melody Monster right here, beautiful voice, man. And
thank you so much.
That voice right there can make somebody want to fall in love. Like that voice is very
Let me tell you, man. It's crazy because I have a lot of my boys and stuff. You know, their wives asked for the CDs and stuff, and let's put it like this: a couple of them ended up having babies due to my CD. So crazy stuff, crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm a freestyle fan, okay, since way back when it came out, and definitely Mr. CBD, if he allowed you to remake that song, come on now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely meant a lot. I mean,
wow. Yes, you just did an awesome job. And you guys tune in tomorrow night with Real Talk with Carlos Trejo, part two of Julio Mena's show. Yes, definitely. And I want to apologize for the little difficulties we had here, but the devil's a liar.
All good.
And,
it was well worth it.
Won't stop. Yes. Definitely. I just want to say goodnight to everybody, and we're going to take you out with one more song by Julio Mena tonight, and God bless everybody. One love.
Thanks, everybody. Hey. Have a good night.
All right, Rich.
All right.
Thank you. true, but I must confess something.